My guest today is Bruce Isaacson. Bruce is a longtime local and is a real lover of mountain biking here in the county. He shares with us some of his favorite trails, some of his favorite apps to use, and so much more. So sit back and enjoy. Good afternoon, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing well today.
Well, it's a great day. And we're going to talk about biking and motorcycling around Grand County, which today it's kind of rainy, so not the best day.
No, not the best day, but not the worst.
That's
it's still good.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. So how long have you been in Grand County?
Paul and I moved up here almost 30 years ago.
30 years ago. All right. Yeah, and you're the manager at Christie Sports.
Technically Powder Tools, which is part of Christie Sports. Powder Tools does all the snowboards for Christie Sports. So I've been doing that for 27 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's been neat doing, you know, all the mountain bikes in the summer, all the snowboards in the winter.
Yeah. So, you know, you're up to speed on all of the new technology with both.
It's changing. It keeps changing. It's really cool to see the evolution.
Yeah. I was going to say my first mountain bike that I had probably 34 years ago was so heavy.
Sure.
And now they're so light.
Yeah. And they're getting heavier again.
So why is that?
The battery bikes. I call
them the e-bikes. Yes. Yeah. I have one of those too.
And a lot of the enduros are getting a little heavier. You know, you're not sacrificing the strength just to save some weight.
Okay. So tell me about, did you move up here and you and Paula, which by the way, Paula and I work together, but were you both just mountain bikers when you moved into Grand County?
Yeah. Yeah, we both were. I started back in 83, 84 in Crested Butte.
Okay.
My parents I was in college there, and my parents sent a bike in a box up to me from one of the first big box clubs. And I remember taking that to the bike shop up there and putting it together, and I still have the bike.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell me about some of your favorite mountain biking trails in the county.
There's very few that aren't my favorite. How's that?
Okay, fair enough.
There are some rides that it's not worth doing this climb or that climb. But in general, I don't know, Idlewild is a great area. The new trails they've done to connect Winter Park to Fraser and vice versa are really cool. Just the evolution in bike trails in the past 10 years has been astounding.
Because
when we first moved up here, they billed themselves as Mountain Bike Capital USA. 600 miles of trails.
Right.
Most of those 600 miles were dirt roads.
Okay.
Now I think we've actually got 600 miles of single track trails, which is a huge difference. And yeah, in the past couple of years, it's really changed a lot. There's really no bad trails.
Yeah.
There's a couple that are once a year things.
What are those? What trails are once a year?
Well,
why are they once a year?
Well, like climbing Little Vasquez all the way to the bottom of the Cirque.
Okay.
That's an old Jeep road, and it's still open to vehicles most of the way. But you get to a point where you're at tree line, and it's single track. And you come out at the bottom of the rim of the bottom of the Cirque. It's definitely one of those climbs that you only do once a year. Or, you know, an easy access to Broken Thumb, Twisted Ankle, and all that is Buck Creek. Buck Creek is a gnarly climb, and it's a once a year thing.
Okay. I'm not even sure if it would make it on my once a year list.
Yeah. Just the riding around this county has improved so much in the past 5 years.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
We should give a shout out to the Headwater Trail Alliance. They've
done
a wonderful job.
And the Forest Service. I think the change in management for the Forest Service really accelerated the growth.
Yeah, I would agree. So what about your, and I know it's really hard to ask locals this, but like what's kind of your favorite hidden gem bike ride? And it doesn't have to be your favorite. It could be like your third or fourth.
Well, again, that's a tough one. There's so many good ones. It's a matter of putting together loops, really. It's not really just this one trail. But I think the new Pinball Ridge opening over to Elk Creek is really a pretty cool trail. They've just opened that. They haven't officially opened it, but it's okay to ride. The builders say it's okay. And that is really a cool one. I call it the frogs and the dogs because you're doing leapfrog and lower leap and Akimas and that kind of a thing. You're doing the frogs and the dogs.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
That.
So there's a lot of cool little loops that you put together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say if you wanted to ride to some of the best scenery in the county? What ride would you recommend?
That's a tough one. Again, the new pinball, because you get up on a ridge that's been clear cut and you can see 360 degrees of everything. It's really a beautiful view up there. And then obviously the top of Arrow in Idyllwild, that view from up there is pretty cool. You can see all the, what do they call it, the Derecho winds that came through. You can see all that deadfall. It's, it looks like a little tornado came through and just took out little sections of trees. And another one that's really pretty cool is riding up Corona Pass, all the way up Rogers Pass, and then hiking James Peak. That one's pretty neat. Obviously, the views are great, but it's a great bike most of the way and then do a hike.
Yeah, that sounds like a great day.
Yeah.
What is your recommendation when somebody comes in and has never mountain biked before? When they come into Christie Sports, like,
And they want to go on a mountain bike ride.
yeah, what do you, how do you get them
At
set
that
up?
point, you got to judge their fitness.
Okay.
One of the easier ones I tell people to do, don't have much sense of the area, is just to go straight up Vasquez Road. After a mile, it turns to dirt, and you're riding on a road for 5 miles, and you come to a gate that stops the vehicle traffic, and you can ride back another 4 miles or so to the wilderness boundary. And then you can do it as an out and back. That's really a simple one where people won't get lost. That kind of a thing, and they're still getting a taste of mountain biking. Other than that, it's usually download the app. There's a couple different apps that are really good to use, and then you can point out some of the better trails in the valley. And there's so many. Idyllwild area is a great spot for people that are just getting into it because there's nothing really extreme over there, and you're coming back into town no matter what. You get lost. Yeah, there's so many trails out there. It's just amazing.
I go hiking out there, and it's really a neat area to go to. So, well, let's talk about your motorcycling, because I know your wife tells me you love to go out and go motorcycling.
Sure. It's an old motorcycle, so I don't like to put too many miles on it. It's a 50-year-old bike. It's
That's great.
fun, but it's heavy. I don't go on a whole lot of stuff. I mean, obviously, Corona Pass is a great one. Then you can go all the way up above tree line to the divide. That road has become very rough. Several of the new bike trails are actually open to motorcycles, which is kind of surprising. WTB and 2-Bit, Lower Bit, and Elk Meadow, that's a great loop to do on a dirt bike if you want to be on single track. Obviously, you're going to run into mountain bikers. I haven't seen any conflict from that, but I'm sure there could be. And there are tons of dirt roads in this county to ride your dirt bike on.
That's interesting that they've opened up some more trails to dirt bike. Is that a growing sport?
I don't know. I think there's more and more people doing it, but a lot of people don't know of these trails that are open. They assume the bike trails are closed, that kind of a thing. And there really isn't that many actual bike trails that are open to motorcycles, just a couple.
And
But
so is it called the dirt bike or is it a motorcycle?
let's call them dirt bikes or enduros. In general, people are using street legal dirt bikes. So you have headlights and turn signals and it's plated and all that. full-on motocross-type dirt bikes. They usually go to a track. And I know Granby had a track for a while. I think they still do. It
That does sound familiar, but I don't know where it is.
was out by the dump.
Oh, you know what, though? They closed the dump, so I don't know if
Right.
that's
It's in that area somewhere. And, at that point, those are the guys that are, hitting the berms and hitting big jumps, that
right.
kind of thing. Definitely more dirt biking out there. Breezes are another great area. Some of those trails are open to dirt bikes, motorized bikes.
Well, this is I always learn something new when I do these podcasts. So Bruce, people can come to Christie Sports though for all their biking needs. They need tune-ups or if they want to buy a bike.
Yeah, we have mechanics on duty. We've got all kinds of bikes. The only thing we don't do are downhill bikes.
Okay.
So if you're going to Trestle, the best thing is to rent a bike from them.
From Winter Park Resort.
Yeah, which is a downhill specific bike. So it's the abuse. We rent more cross country bikes. So if they go off jumps and everything like that, you might fold a wheel.
Yeah, you don't want that.
No, nobody wants that.
What about gravel bikes? It seems like gravel bikes are gaining in popularity.
We've had some requests for that. I think the thing that's really gained popularity are the e-bikes, the
Yeah.
battery bikes. And again, those mostly just the path bikes, decent on dirt roads and pavement. We rent out of those almost every day.
Well, we should note those are not allowed on all trails, so you need to know where you're going with
That's
the e-bikes.
interesting because there's no signage that says you're not allowed on the trails.
Yeah.
I talked to a gentleman from California, and he said the e-mountain bikes have taken over the trails out there, but it's not a bad thing because it gets so many people out there that never would do it.
That's so true.
And they are governed, so they can only go up to 20 miles an hour. Then the battery doesn't assist you anymore. And
Yeah.
that's some kind of federal law or something of that nature. It is interesting, in California, at first they really were against it. Now they've given up and said you can ride whatever trails you want. And I know here in Winter Park, the little maps have a disclaimer, no e-bikes, but there's no signage on any of the trails that says you can't ride your e-bike on here. I run into those people quite often, and I don't think it's a big deal.
But I know I was somewhere. I was at St. Louis Creek, and it said no motorized boat or bikes.
Oh, really? I didn't
Yeah,
see anyone.
yeah.
Okay.
I think just be aware, know where you're going. And
Yeah.
you mentioned a couple apps, Bruce. What apps would you recommend people looking into?
My favorite is MTB Project. That one is really up to date. Trail Forks is another great one. Both
Trail
those
Forks.
apps are really up to date, and they show you topo maps and satellite image and trail descriptions and all that kind of stuff.
Perfect. Bruce, I so appreciate your time today.
Sure, no
Yeah,
problem.
it's always great talking to a local about their favorite things to do in Grand County. Yes. Well, we will see you soon.
Okay.
All right.